This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. From a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
See, not a fan of Imagine Dragons either.
I figured you wouldn't even like the band, so it would be like a non-starter almost.
Yeah.
But
Mormon rock stars don't do it for me.
What are they?
Mormon rock stars.
They're
lead
not
singer
Mormon.
The lead singer's Latter-day Saint.
Is he really?
Yeah, not a fan of that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it because you have something against Mormons or... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not a fan of that religion.
What? Well, okay. I guess you're entitled to your opinion, but...
Especially the fundamentalist ones.
Yeah.
I take issue with them.
Okay. Just calm down for a minute.
Do you like Imagine Dragons?
Yeah, I do. They're actually... I saw them for free. They played on the street at Mizzou when I was a freshman. It was like... They were like the welcome concert that year. Before... Now they probably would... They're well known enough that Mizzou probably couldn't book them because that costs money, and I bet they did it for a cheaper rate that year than they would have in this year. But I think that's one of their newer songs that I scour the internet and just kind of listen to songs and then listen to related songs, and if I enjoy it, then I will take it down and make a mental note of it.
Mm. By the way, first name Hugh, last name Jazz, is a delivery driver, so hopefully he's still listening because he never heard the answer. To the 1 and the 10.
Oh, because he kept
and he keeps texting
giving
and
guesses
thoughts on it, and so
I thought he was just joking. He really never heard
he's
the
still
answer.
Listening, because the answer is there's a 1 next to Gardner's name because he's a Kansas fan.
Yes, their tournament
that's their
seed.
Right. I went to Marquette, and thus they're my college basketball squad, and mine is a 10 next to it. And Marquette's a 10 seed against South Carolina.
Right.
Night. Whitener went to Mizzou.
They don't have a team
just
in the tournament.
Missed the tournament.
They barely missed it. They were the
so
first
he
four
got
out.
A not applicable.
Yeah.
So that's why that's there.
So I didn't even realize that Hugh hadn't heard. I thought he was just screwing around.
Do I hate Quakers as much as Mormons?
I was going to ask you that.
Studied up on the Quakers. I've read many books on the Mormon faith.
Okay.
Under the Banner of Heaven is one I would highly recommend.
Have you listened to Book of Mormon the soundtrack?
I've seen it. I saw it
you
at the
saw
Fox
the,
Theater.
How about
it was
that?
It was outstanding.
Oh, I love it.
It's hilarious.
The thing about that though, Mormons love it too. Like Mormons have enough of a sense of humor, most of them, that they enjoy it.
Not the ones when I actually have a real Book of Mormon, because walking outside of the Fox Theater that night, there were a group, quite a large group, of Mormons singing Mormon songs and handing out free books.
However, I don't view that as like a protest. I view that as a way to, I think that's brilliant marketing, if anything.
I don't think it's marketing. They're making fun of they make fun of
organized
religion.
They are. And it's not necessarily specific to Mormonism. Although they've got some of the more out there views, I guess, that are fun to poke at. But if you're a Mormon and like that's what you believe, I think it's brilliant to go there and be able to laugh at yourself and be able to kind of, but then also say, hey, you know, for anyone who might be interested, for every however many thousand people go to the Fox, I bet there's one or two that are probably like, yeah, I'll take a book, and then they might actually read it, and maybe it does something for their life. I don't know. I'm not a Mormon, so I don't share those views, but...
You're a Quaker.
Exactly.
And
so
Carlos Danger wants to know if Quakers have magic underwear.
No, we don't.
Okay.
I decided that I'm going to... anytime anybody asks a question about Quakers, and I guess I shouldn't like continue to reveal that this is my strategy, but this will be the last time I mention it. I'm just going to answer definitively. I feel like it can be like a behind the curtain of the other show, because that's where they like to do that joke on Midday Grind coming up next from 12 to 3. I'm just going to answer definitively and have no... It'll be like I'm like the worst reporter ever, but I'll be like the official Quaker reporter. I can report on all things that Quakers believe, and it'll be completely false.
You know what this is?
A radio show?
The segment?
No, I don't know.
It's the victory lap.
Oh, shoot. I wasn't...
God bless
it.
We practiced this yesterday.
It occurred to me, at first I thought it was like you were doing another segue, and you
I
were.
Was.
You were, but it was for the specific thing that I, the only one that I have a job for.
You requested this yesterday.
I know. Gosh, that's so stupid. I'm so stupid.
Nonetheless, it is the Victory Lap, and it's sponsored by Victory Men's Health. And men aging is inevitable, but suffering with it is a choice that you make. Don't sit around and wish you could be you again. Visit Victory Men's Health in O'Fallon, Illinois, and be you again. The experts at Victory Men's Health can help you with ED, low T, or vitamin deficiencies. I'm supposed to say Brendan's name now. Brendan?
No, that's not in the copy. That's not in the copy.
That truly gives you a VIP experience with an atmosphere of comfort and discretion. Victory Men's Health is the only option in Southern Illinois. So visit victorymenshealth.com today or call 618-632-9000. Feel young, feel confident, feel energized. Feel the victory at Victory Men's Health.
Sorry, I messed that up.
I know. But they do love their oats. Quakers love their oats, says White Marcus.
We've got a partner in here tomorrow, right? We've got somebody coming in.
We have Randy Molman in here tomorrow.
The Mole Hole Back.
Friday, you get introduced to Bradford Bruns.
And Bradford's great. I like Bradford.
Bradford's a very good guy. He is, and he has a wide vocabulary. And once when he filled in for Frank, he used a big word, and the texter got angry at him because he didn't know what it meant.
So you guys are going to give Bradford a chance on Friday and recognize that just because he uses words that maybe are smarter than you use,
that doesn't
mean he knows less sports.
Multisyllabic.
That's right. It'll be fun.
Yes, it will be a good
time. And I'm going to try tomorrow. I've got two more days to practice this victory lap thing.
You do.
Before Frank gets back.
That is true.
All right.
That is very true. Ward Cleaver, don't like Mormons. My seven wives might have issues with you.
Hey-o.
Ah. That's why I take it to the fundamentalist sect of Latter-day Saints. Does that
tomorrow
mean Quakers aren't
is
wearing
a latter day.
Their magic underwear or just don't have them at all?
We don't have them.
It's a follow-up.
We don't use them.
South.
We are welcome to wear boxers or briefs. Or even boxer briefs. There are no stipulations for Quakers underwear. You can take that to the bank.
Hockey Bob says he does prefer when the Blues win over them losing. He just despises those who whine or overanalyze when they lose as if that somehow fixes things. We, it's in quotes, have no control. Hashtag, just watch and be entertained.
There you go.
All right.
Wise words.
That is wise words. Wise words to end the show on, I would say. Brendan, thank you for filling in over the last 2 days with me.
Filling in? I'm always here, my friend.
You are always here, but you had more of an input these last 2 days.
I did, and I don't know how to feel about it, but I was glad to be here.
Midday Grind with Charlie Marlowe and Chris Gardner and Andy Banker.
Andy Banker's back. Look at Marlowe.
Charlie, he's
Chuck
already
is ready to
at
roll.
The door, ready to roll, ready for some tournament hot takes. Charlie, what's on the show today?
He's
Todd Furman.
See,
gambling.
He's not.
We have a writer.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. There's microphones. Yeah, now you're on.
Todd Furman.
Okay.
Gambling Talk.
Cool.
Vegas Talk at 12:50.
Cool.
We have a writer, Steve Wiseman, who covers the Duke Blue Devils.
Oh, they're going to lose in the round of 32 to Marquette. You be sure to tell them that.
All right. What about Troy? An all-local matchup.
No, I think...
The Trojans.
You have a kid from Madison Prep, Kevin Baker, who plays for the Troy Trojans. Then Lisa Stone, women's coach at SLU, talking the big matchup. SLU versus Ooey Pooey.
IUPUI.
In the women's NIT.
It's really nice that we have all these local kids playing in the tournament, none of which for a local team. I like
that is kind of sad. Players, though, in the NCAA men's tournament. DJ Johnson last night, K-State, 18 points.